This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. Governor Jay Nixon says more than 120,000 Missouri residents could face a retroactive tax if legislators override his veto of a bill related to local taxes on vehicles. Nixon released a letter sent Monday to Missouri legislators to consider veto overrides. The vetoed bill would have allowed local governments to resume levying taxes on vehicle purchases. It came after the state Supreme Court ruled earlier this year that local sales taxes cannot be levied on vehicles bought from another state or individual. Nixon says the solution is for communities to adopt, quote, use taxes, which are allowed under the court ruling. Several new laws will take effect in Missouri tomorrow, including one that's being challenged in court. Marshall Griffin has details.
The House of Worship Protection Act makes it a misdemeanor to use, quote, profane discourse, rude or indecent behavior, or make loud disruptive noises within or just outside a public or private building where a worship service is being held. The ACLU is seeking to have the new law nullified, saying it violates free speech rights. Other new laws taking effect include restrictions on videotaping farm animals, barring employees from suing each other over workplace injuries, and allow alcohol sales at Lambert Airport in St. Louis to begin at 4 a.m. Also, drivers in Missouri will now have to move over for MoDOT vehicles, as they already have to for police, fire, and emergency medical vehicles. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Representative Todd Akin of Missouri is pressing forward with his U.S. Senate campaign while reaffirming his opposition to abortion. This comes 1 week after the Republican caused a political uproar with remarks about rape and pregnancy. Akin was asked again Monday about his statement that women's bodies can avoid pregnancies in cases of what he called, quote, legitimate rape. He said his original remarks were wrong. He also said he's against abortion in cases of rape because he doesn't believe in fixing one tragedy with another tragedy. Meanwhile, his opponent, Senator Claire McCaskill, made a campaign stopover in Columbia Saturday, where she said she has had a great week in fundraising. She said she couldn't put a number on the financial support she's received this week, but she says she does know Akin has had a good week, too. The senator was in town to emphasize her work for veterans. McCaskill talked with dozens of supporters about her work in mental health care, the GI Bill, and health care accessibility for rural vets. She also revisited her stance on budget cuts and the wasteful spending on military contracts in Iraq and Afghanistan. McCaskill said major cuts need to be made in the Pentagon budget, which she says has never been told no since 9/11. Beginning today, her campaign turns its focus on preventing the closure of rural post offices. A Laclede County man who died earlier this month is the state's first fatality blamed on the West Nile virus. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services says the 78-year-old victim contracted the illness in late July. The state says three other people are believed to have contracted the virus. The congregation of a Joplin church destroyed by the 2011 tornado is celebrating a new home. The Blenville Christian Church held its first service in the church's new worship center on Sunday. About 60 people were inside the church when the tornado hit on May 22, 2011. Most of them took shelter in the church's basement. Everyone escaped serious injury, but the church was destroyed. The Joplin Globe reports the new church is nearly twice as large as the destroyed church. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.